الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، ونسلم ونصلي على نبينا محمد وعلى آله ومن اهتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. So we continue بإذن الله تعالى بعون الله with the دراسة قراءة reading of إغاظة الأحزان, the supporting the distressed في مصائد الشيطان against the plots of شيطان. Previously we've gone through various affairs pertaining to the qalb, to the heart, and the different types of hearts, and we are residing at the moment on the affair of the sick heart. And this week, inshallah ta'ala, we'll deal with some angles pertaining to the cures or curing the sick heart. And la shak, no doubt, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, that the affair of the heart requires this amount of attention and more. And that is that indeed, when we have sicknesses in our bodies, our limbs, this is something which an individual will race to try and find a remedy for the ailment and the sickness. But very few, when they have the sickness of the heart, look for the cure. They look for the cure, very few. And it's important for us to pay attention to this affair of the qalb and the heart, to cure the heart that is sick, or to preserve the heart that is healthy. And from the affairs that will aid in curing the heart and strengthening the heart is primarily a dua, and that is supplications. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." That supplication is worship. So the individual yakthur fi ad-du'a or min ad-du'a, and he does a lot of supplications, asking Allah subhanahu wa taala for hidayah. But the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yakthur, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this supplication regularly. And that is a supplication, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub al-Absar, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik. O the one that turns the heart, keep our hearts firm upon your religion. And this is the dua that we have to have on our tongues, and in our hearts, having istihdar al-qalb, having our hearts present when we're making this supplication to Allah, to strengthen and keep the hearts firm upon the religion. This is one of the major ways to cure the sick heart. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. The dua of the people of the rasikhuna fil ilm, the people who have knowledge, they'll make the dua, O our Lord, do not deviate our hearts, بعد إذ هديتنا, after you have guided us. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of the prophets, the finality of the prophets, messengers alayhi salatu wasalam, would make this dua frequently, يا مقلب القلوب, the turners of the heart, turn our and keep our hearts firm upon your religion. So it's upon us to use this method for curing the heart, in learning the prophetic supplications taken from the Quran and the Sunnah, as it relates to the heart and the strengthening and keeping the heart steadfast. Ya Musrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ala Ta'atik. In another narration, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, oh, the changes of hearts, keep our hearts, turn our hearts towards your obedience. This is the first affair, and we need to be consistent in this regard. And in that, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from fitan and trials, the fitan to shubahat, and the trials of misconceptions, and deviance, and also the fitan and the trials of shahawat, the test and trials of desires, asking Allah to strengthen us and keep us firm regarding this affair. And with this dua that we are making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stay away from those affairs that lead to His displeasure and lead to the anger of Allah, those affairs that lead to disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be our limbs where we go and we walk to that which we touch, or that al-istima, because istima al-min al-fitan, or that which we listen to can be from fitan, listening to that which is haram from the kalam of Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation, philosophy, that which is in opposing to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not open our ears to those affairs. And likewise, we do not open our ears to the song, to the voices of the shaitan in music, which corrupts the heart. So we make that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm, and also implementing and acting and doing that which is required from us as worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in staying away from that which He has prohibited. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. To you we seek aid, and to you that we worship alone. To you that we worship alone, O Allah, and to you we seek aid. So we have to make the dua and also do some actions, not just making dua and sitting still, but rather we should proactively avoid that which is indeed disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that is affairs of barakallahu fikum, of curing the heart. And the those who were before us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the Yahud, the Jews, that when they deviated and they turned away from the revelation, they became astray, their hearts became astray, and that is because they didn't stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, and they made ihmal and they were negligent as it relates to the affair of the heart. We mustn't be that. We must be attentive and pay strict attention to the heart, this mudra, this flesh, which is the king of our, or the king of our, the army, or an army being our limbs. Verily, the fasada jasadu kullu. If it is corrupted, then the whole body is corrupted. So we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istiqama. The second way to cure the heart, or the means of curing the heart, is tajannub al-dhunub, is to stay away from sins. So the first is to make dua and also be proactive. The second is to stay away from sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْمَعَاسِي تُمِيتَ الْقُلُوبِ. Because sins, no doubt, it kills the heart. So we stay away from those muharramat, those acts of disobedience and falling into the impermissible affairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ فِي شَيْءٍ يُبَادِرُ بِالتَّوْبَةِ. An individual, if they do fall into a sin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّى وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That the son of Adam, they fall into error and they err. The best of those that err are those who turn in repentance to Allah. تَوَّابُونَ بِصِيغَةِ الْمُبَالَغَةِ. تَوَّابُونَ meaning they are consistently turning to Allah in repentance. They're tawwab. They're not ta'ibun only. They're tawwabun. They are people who just don't repent now and then get and again, but rather they repent consistently when they sin. And that bab is maftuh. Bab at-tawbah maftuh. The door of repentance is open, and this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Repent to Allah with a repentance that is indeed sincere. And this no doubt keeps the heart healthy. When one sins and falls into sins, they turn to Allah, tabarakah wa ta'ala, in repentance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith al-Qudsi that you sin by night and day, so seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. The door of repentance, Ya Abdullah. The door of repentance, Ya Amatullah. The door of repentance, Ya Ibadullah, is open. And this is the means in curing the heart that has been soiled with the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, after this introduction, mentions in stages how one should focus on curing the heart and what we should pay attention to as it relates to curing the heart. He says, the chapter heading being, "Fi anna hayat al-qalb wa ishraqahu madatu kulli khairin fihi wa mawtahu wa dhulumatahu madatu kulli sharri or sharrin fi." And that is that he said, rahimullah, that life being in the heart, life, very important point here, the life being in the heart and its brightness, and the brightness and illumination of the heart is the component of every good. This is the component of every good, where the heart has life and it has light. These two components. This is the madda kulli khair. Everything that is good goes back to these affairs. And its death, yani the death of the heart, and its darkness, which is the opposite of the heart that is alive and that is bright, is the essence of all evil. All evil emanates from the heart that is dead and the heart that is dark, that has darkness. And then he says after this, barakallahu feekum, aslu kulli khairin wa sa'ada lil abd, aslu kulli khairin wa sa'adatin lil abd, bal li kulli hayyin natiq kamalu hayatihi wa nurihi. Here Ibn Qayyim, he mentions there are two main components that if it's present in an individual, they have true happiness. For every human being, true happiness rests on them having complete life and light. These are the two affairs. And these are the two ways or affairs that cure the heart. And we will come, inshallah, at the end of this lecture to a conclusion as it relates to that. And then he says, rahimullah, فَالْحَيَاتُ وَالنُّورْ مَادَةُ الْخَيْرِ كُلِّهِ. So the light and life is a component or the essence of all good. And then he mentions the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. Where he says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, verse 122, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, is the one, making a comparison between two categories of people. He said, it's a dead person who has been brought back to life by us, yani by Allah, and given light. So he's been brought back to life and he has life, and given light with which to walk amongst the people. Is that individual comparable to someone who is trapped in deep darkness? Laysa bi kharijin minha, deep darkness, and he cannot leave that darkness. And Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan hafidhullah ta'ala mentioned regarding that darkness that the individual is in. There's darkness upon darkness, darkness after darkness, no light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is the one who has life, the first component, and has light, the second component, and walks amongst the people with with insight and clarity? Are they like the one who has darkness, doesn't have any light and doesn't have any life, but rather is walking through darkness upon darkness? So then he begins and mentioning these two cures, or these two elements that's required to cure the heart. And he says, فَجَمَعَ بَيْنَ الْأَصْلَيْنِ. So he combined, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this surah, Surah Al-An'am, two fundamentals. Al-Haya, life, wa nur, light. فَالْحَيَا, as for life, then this is its strength. The strength of that individual, the strength of the heart. وَسَمْعُهُ, the strength of their listening and their hearing, meaning that they accept the truth, and their heart, their hearing is prepared to listen to the truth, to listen to the haqq. وَبَصَرُهُ, and his sight. And we know that the one that has true sight is the one whose heart is alive. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبَصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبِ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. He said regarding sight, it is not the eyes that are blind, but rather that which is blind is the heart. الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, that is, that rests in the chests. So when there is life in the individual, they have this basira, they have this insight, their heart can see. And it has life. And we have examples from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiyallahu anhum, that we have Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma. Abdullah ibn Abbas, in the latter stages of his life, was blind, but he had life with ilm and knowledge, the ilm of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even though he was physically blind, but he was indeed someone who had sight, and that is, that sight was the heart, which shows that the cure of the heart is having that life and that sight through the revelation and studying the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he also was from the companions, and he, when he was at the latter stages of his life, was also blind. And we all know of the narrations narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar to the Tabi'een, to the second generation, and the matter of ahadith. And these two, Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Umar, were the Mukthirun, for from the Mukthirun, were from those who narrated plenty narrations. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were blind physically, but they had sight. Yani, from the Quran, ilm, knowledge, basira, insight. And likewise from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with this life, the individual has bravery, has sabr, has patience in times of adversity. وسائر الأخلاقه الفضيلة. The person has this life, their character is indeed virtuous, and they have those praiseworthy characters, and they have muhabba, and they have love for that which is good. They have the furqan, so they love that which is the haqq and that which is the truth. And this is the individual who has this haya, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fa ahyaynahu, and we've given him life. So he has that life, yani the wahi, the revelation, with iman. And therefore, when the truth comes in times of trials and fitan, they accept the haqq at all costs. وَبُغْضُهُ لِلْقَبِيحِ, and then they hate those distasteful and evil affairs that is in opposition, to that which Allah is pleased with. They hate that. فَكُلَّمَا قَوِيَتْ حَيَاتُهُ قَوِيَتْ فِيهِ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ. So when his life, the life in the heart, is increased and strengthened, then indeed these characteristics that we've mentioned today will strengthen as well. So as they have this haya, this life, which is the revelation, studying the book of Allah, implementing, reciting the Quran with hudur, istihdar al-qalb, hudur, with a heart that is present, a heart that is attentive, and it brings that life to the heart, and therefore that heart which has that life of ilm is strengthened, then indeed all of the characteristics mentioned above will be strengthened. وَإِذَا دَعُفَتْ حَيَاتُهُ دَعُفَتْ فِيهِ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ. And if he has that lack of life, that component of life, it's weakened, then there the verily you have weakness in the characteristics mentioned. Characteristics of having this light of the heart, the sight of the heart, having life, having humility. والحياة شعبة من الإيمان. الحياة, shyness, is a شعبة, is a branch of إيمان. And it comes from the root of the same root as life. Haya, haya. It comes from the same root as life. And that is indeed by studying the book of Allah, the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with reflection, with tadabbur, and contemplation, with sincerity, the heart will get this life, and then there will be haya. There will be shyness. And the shyness will be of two types. The shyness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you would not dare disobey Allah. Wal haya kullu, all of kullu khair, and the haya, shyness, is all good. Shyness in staying away from that which Allah has prohibited. Shyness in implementing and complying with that which He has commanded. And the second type is the shyness with the creation. Shyness with the creation in the way that you treat them. Shyness in the creation in the way you present yourself to them. Shyness with the creation in the way you interact with them. And all of this is the characteristics of an individual who has this wahi, revelation, studying it, the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the heart that is indeed healthy by having this haya and this life is indeed the heart that repels the evil and yearns for the good, and has this ma'rif and this knowledge. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, halaka man lam yakun lahu qalbun ya'ruf bihi al-ma'ruf wa yunkir bihi al-munkar. He said, rahimullah, that the heart that is indeed destroyed, or the individual that is destroyed, is the heart in which the heart that does not recognize and command the good. It does not race towards the good, that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it does not reject the evil. This is a destructive nature, and this is a destructive characteristic. So the heart that has this haya, this revelation, is studying the book of Allah, will not be in this state. And that is the heart, barakallahu feekum, that is sahih, the heart that is healthy. And after that, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions the second component. And that is, he said, وَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا قُوِيَ نُورُهُ وَإِشْرَاقُهُ. The first component being life, from the wahi, revelation. And the next is nur, light. And that light that is bright, is bright that the affairs become clear to him, and the affairs become clear to her, and has this tamyiz and this ability to make a distinction between that which is good and that which is evil. فَاسْتَبَانَ حُسْنَ الْحَسَنِ بِنُورِهِ. So that which is good becomes extra clear to him, because it has that light, again, which goes back to knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَاذَا نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 52, where he said, Subhana, and so we have revealed ruh, yani life revelation, to you by our command. So that is the life. You didn't know the scripture, nor did you know iman, belief. But we made it a light, guiding with it whoever we will from our ibad, from our slaves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Naam. So therefore there's that light, that nur, that guidance, that the individual is guided with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, embarking that sirat al-mustaqim, upon guidance. So the heart needs that life, and the heart needs that life, that light. It needs life and it needs light. And the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Quran these two characteristics. He informed us that the Quran has these two characteristics, and that is that it has that nur, that light, and it also has the ruh, life. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا, and likewise we have revealed to you ruhan, life. مِنْ أَمْرِنَا, the revelation. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ, that revelation that educates you. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا, we made it light. And these are the cures for the heart, ya ibadallah. So the heart, barakallahu fikum, is brought to life with the revelation. And the heart, barakallahu fikum, has attained brightness through the revelation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ, a heart that is dead, and then we gave it life and light. We gave it life and light. But as for the disbeliever, the one that disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has the darkness of ignorance. It has the darkness of ignorance. And that darkness is twofold. It's darkness upon darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed revealed the revelation in order, barakallahu fikum, for the ibad to be upon guidance, basira, insight. And Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he mentions that the person who has been given these two components, and that is life and brightness and illumination in the heart, that when the people are in darkness, they are walking through light. They're walking with through knowledge, through clarity. But as for the one that is in darkness, that's rejected the revelation, that's not taken this cure, that which cures the heart, that which is a shifa, that which is a cure, they've rejected it. So they're upon darkness. And as the poet mentioned, and Ibn Qayyim, he mentions this. He said, Layli biwajhika mushriqun wa dhalamuhu fi nasi sari. An-nasu fi sadafi dhalami wa nahnu fi daw'id nahari. The people are upon darkness, whilst the believers are upon light and brightness. They're upon darkness, but the believers upon lightness. Why? Because they are following the revelation, that which gives life to the heart, and that which brings light to the heart and brightness to the heart. And notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the dhulumat, in plural form, because batil is many, because falsehood is many, but truth is indeed one. So Allah says Nur, which is light, which is singular, and Dhulumat, which is barakallahu fikum, darkness in plural form, because the falsehood is many, and they have darkness upon darkness, darkness upon darkness. But as the person who has that light, they are walking upon basira, upon goodness. And then he subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his Quran, as Ibn Qayyim, he mentions rahimullah, that Allah brings another similitude to make this further clearer for us. And that is that he's mentioned the affair of water and fire. He's mentioned the affair of water and fire, and giving us a similitude regarding water and fire for us to understand the affair of the heart. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَا فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةً أو فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدَ رَابِيَةً وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدُ مِثْلُهُ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned a similitude here, ya ibadallah, where he said he sends water. So he mentions water, that he sends water from the sky that fills riverbeds to overflow, each according to its measure, meaning that they have different ability of containing that water, each according to its measure. And the stream carries on its surface a growing layer of froth, like the froth that appears when people melt metals in the fire. So then he mentions fire again, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make ornaments and tools. And then he said, كَذَلَكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ, that, and like this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes a similitude and examples of the truth and falsehood. And Shaykh al-Alama Salih al-Fawzan hafidhullah ta'ala, he further clarified this affair of the similitude of water and fire. And he said, just like water, يطهر الأرض, just like water, it purifies the earth through the rain. أنزلنا وأنزل من السماء ماء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أنزل من السماء ماء. The water was sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like the water purifies the earth, the revelation purifies the heart. The revelation cleanses the heart. And there is the cure, ya ibadallah, from this verse. And also, regarding fire, is mentioned here as a similitude. Why? Because as we know, when you have gold, and in order to find the authenticity of gold, those who are well versed in the affair of gold, they will put it in fire until all of the fake components that have been put in the gold has gone. And then the gold now shines. And likewise, the revelation, it purifies and takes away the discrepancies in the heart. So then the heart has that brightness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a similitude with water and fire. Water as it cleans. So likewise, the revelation cleans the heart with the knowledge and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, Tawheed, and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the amthal, and the mentioning of the hereafter, and the characteristics of Jannah, and the characteristics of the hellfire, purifying the heart, cleaning it with the revelation. And likewise, he mentioned nar, fire, as that purifies as well, just like the gold. And they do this to show whether the gold is authentic or not. It's put in fire.
And then it cleans out the discrepancies. يخلصه. And this indeed is how the revelation affects the heart, in that it purifies it from the discrepancies of shirk, purifies it from the discrepancies of bid'ah and ma'asi, with the ayat al-bayyinat, with these clear verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed mentioned. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةً بِقَدْرِهَا فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةً or أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. And then he mentions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, that the stream or the riverbeds that overflowing, each according to its measure. Meaning the riverbeds, that they have different capacities and abilities to contain water. And likewise the heart. The heart is like that container. And those who have the odia that is from the kabira, and that container that is huge, they're able to keep the ilm and keep the knowledge and withhold the knowledge, and that purifies the heart and that cleans the heart. And this is the state of the ulama and the rasikhun fil ilm, and those who are firm in knowledge, those who have taken knowledge from the book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they themselves says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. They themselves made the supplications after that. Oh, our Lord, do not deviate our hearts after you've guided it. But they have this odia, they have this container and this capacity to consume knowledge. But not everyone is the same. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بِقَدْرِهَا, according to his ability. So we have some people who have the ability of a little amount of knowledge. The heart cannot contain except a little amount of knowledge. And some people, they have the heart that can contain a huge amount of knowledge. And this is the mitha, the amthila, and this is the methyl and the parables that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presenting for us to understand the heart and its cure. So therefore, in order for us to have that full capacity and that capacity, that heart that is able to withhold and consume a large amount of knowledge, it requires juhud, it requires effort, it requires a lot of striving in seeking knowledge. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-ilmu bit-ta'allum wal-hilmu bit-tahallum. Knowledge is attained by striving to attain that knowledge. So then by the individual studying with ikhlas, with sincerity, and studying with from the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, studying the seerah, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, studying the books of aqidah, studying the books of Tawheed, Kitab al-Tawheed, Al-Aqidah al-Wasatiyah, Kashf al-Shubahat, studying the books on the Usul al-Sunnah, like the Usul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmed, Naam, Shar al-Sunnah of Babuhari, the books of the Sunnah, building their knowledge, conditioning that heart, extend and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dua to extend and increase that capacity that the heart can take of knowledge, and the heart is cured. The heart is curing. The heart is improving. Its condition is improving. Seeking further knowledge. Seeking more ilm. Seeking more knowledge. Not being lazy. Not being lazy. And subhanallah, ya ibadallah, when we go to the doctors and we get a prescription, when we go to the pharmacists and we buy or get the medication that has been prescribed, you will find that the people will stick to the timings of taking that medicine to cure the limbs and to cure the body. But we have a prescription. We have a guidelines from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are we taking our dosage? Are we taking that which is required to heal the heart, to get the life, as Allah has mentioned, and to have that nur and have that light that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran? Have we been taking our medications? Have we been consistent in taking our medication? We're taking antibiotics for the body and the illnesses. When we've got a headache, we take the paracetamol. When we've got a cough, we take the syrup. And we keep to the
prescribed times that we're supposed to take it. But the one who wants their awdiyah, the one that wants their heart to increase in the capacity and ability to consume knowledge, has to be consistent in reading the Quran, bitadabbur, with reflection and contemplation, has to be consistent in studying regularly, daily. Because the day that you have, your heart is free from knowledge, is a day that is indeed of great loss. The day in which you have not studied the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have studied Tawheed, is a day of great loss. It's a day that you've missed in attaining that cure. So upon this, the individual makes sure that it does not occur again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Daraba, has shown us the example of al-ma, water, lima yahsul bihi min al-haya, water, and that which indeed has given life, and wabin nar, and the fire in which causes brightness, for example, the gold. When the fire is on the gold, it removes all of the discrepancies, and then the gold is gleaming. The gold has this shiny appearance, and that is like the heart that is indeed conditioned and following that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated and seeking ilm from the revelation. Na'am. And that is, barakallahu feekum, an affair that is muhim. Because why? Because then the heart that is in that state, it is able to get protection from the shubahat and the misconceptions, and likewise the desires, because they're busying themselves with the revelation. They're busying themselves with the revelation to attain that heart, that life, that haya, and likewise that nur and that light. And there's no doubt, ya ibadallah, is something that we need to focus on, focus deeply on. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, "Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalb." And indeed, it is a remembrance and a reminder for the heart, for the one that has that heart, for the one that has that heart that is hadir, that heart that is present and not absent, that heart that is alive. Because then what happens? They have that life and they have that light, and then they increase in ilm, and it becomes nurun ala nur, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, light upon light. And Allah guides to His nur who He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that light and allow our hearts to be bright, our hearts to be alive. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. O turner of hearts, keep our hearts firm upon your religion. And that requires us to make istijaba, to answer the call, to answer the call, the da'wah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli, idha da'akum lima yuhikum. When He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who believe, O you who have iman, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, when they call you to that which gives you life. And that which gives you life is kalima amma, is a general life, and that is the life of the heart, the life with knowledge, the life with insight. And this is what we have to have, ya ibadallah. And that is following the adillah, following the proofs and evidences, saying sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, and that which we've been mentioned in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the cure of the heart. So in conclusion, ya ibadallah, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength and steadfastness and purification of our hearts. Number one. Number two, we have to stay away from those affairs that corrupt the heart and soil the heart from disobedience. Music, haram, shirk, bid'ah. Na'am, avoiding those affairs, those sins. And if we fall into any of those sins, we make tawbah to purify, and that is a cure. There is a weapon we have, and that is a tawbah, and that is to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then number three, and these two components that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. The first, that is the characteristics of that healthy heart, is that it has hayat, it has life. And with that life comes shyness. And with that life comes insight. And with that life comes sight of the heart. And the heart is alive, and that is from the revelation. And that is from the revelation. And the fourth is the nur. And that is light. And that is having that light, that nur. الَّذِي يَهْدِي اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ بِهِ. That which Allah guides His ibad and His slaves with. And that is from the revelation. So number three and number four is from the revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us examples of this affair. So it's upon us to seek that knowledge, seek that remembrance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't turn away. And don't turn away. And no doubt, if we do not seek that knowledge and get that light and get that life, this is the epitome of ignorance, which leads to the death of the heart. As the poet, he said, وَفِي الْجَهْلِ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مَوْتٌ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَجْسَامُهُمْ قَبْلَ الْقُبُورِ قُبُورُ وَأَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي وَحْشَةٍ مِّن جُسُومِهِمْ وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ حَتَّى نُشُورِ نُشُورُ. Where the poet, he said, and Ibn Qayyim said, وَلَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ, and he has done well and spoken the truth, the poet who said, and in ignorance is death before death. Meaning that with ignorance and lack of knowledge, there is death before the true death. And that death, when I mean the true death, meaning the death of us exiting from leaving this dunya. But the most important and most dangerous death is the death of the heart. So he said, for the ignorance, or with ignorance, there's death before death for its people. Yani the ignorant people. وَأَجْسَامُهُمْ قَبْلَ الْقُبُورِ قُبُورُ. And as we know, in the grave, when an individual is dead, it's just a vessel. No benefit, it's just dead, just containing the heart, everything is dead. And he said that the person who has ignorance, they are like that dead person in the grave. They're just holding to that dead flesh, that heart that is dead. وَأَجْسَامُهُمْ قَبْلَ الْقُبُورِ قُبُورُ. So then the body of that individual is like that body in the grave. Just as that body in the grave is dead and the heart is dead there, the one that is in this dunya, in this life, and not having knowledge, not having that light and that life, is like he's in the grave, a walking graveyard. Like he's in a grave. And this is indeed a wake-up call for all of us, that as long as we are breathing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, ya ibadallah, with the revelation, it's upon us to seek this ilm and seek this knowledge. And this is the fundamental activity that we must embark upon in order to cure the heart. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify us all and give us the tawfiq to be mutatahireen, to be those who purify themselves and those who purify the hearts and their hearts with correct knowledge from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeking it upon ikhlas, sincerity and truthfulness, and be consistent in making tawbah, and be consistent in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance and thabat, and not being complacent like those who came before us, and consistent in seeking knowledge of the Quran. For verily, that which comes from the knowledge and studying of the Quran and studying the Quran is light, which will allow the heart, and the heart that focuses and reflects on the Quran will have this ishraq, will have this brightness, and will have this life and this haya, and with that the cure is in the process. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be from those, and to strengthen us and give us ikhlas. Ameen. هذا والله أعلم وأحكم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.